Thank you. I also want to make a comment about the questions of Kudimala about SND. Before that, I want to make a comment on the question of Palestinian representative about the linkage between the WTO and the UNCTAD. I think this is a good point that WTO and UNCTAD need to create a synergy on the trade policy issues. And in my view, the linkage point is that the UNCTAD can make the developing countries more ready in the WTO trade negotiations. If we look at the e-commerce issue, the investment facility issue, when UNCTAD organized the e-commerce week, many developing countries and entrepreneurs participate. And for the investment forum just concluded, many developing countries' leaders, entrepreneurs participate. But it's not the case in the WTO about the e-commerce discussion and investment facilitation discussion. Only a few African countries participate. Why is that? Because they are reluctant to participate in the discussion in WTO to make a legal binding commitment. They are not ready to do that. In UNCTAD, the developing countries, they feel more comfortable, more safe, more free. It's good. So the UNCTAD should take advantage of that to provide more knowledge, information to the developing countries. And then it's up to the developing country to make a decision to go back to the WTO with those knowledge and experience. And on the special and different treatment, the Guatemala distinguished representative mentioned that some people risk this concept case by case. I want to make a comment on that. To be frank, case by case is not a dirty word. Sometimes we use in daily life, okay, it's a case by case. But if this approach will be treated as a principle to replace the another approach, one size fits all, it's not appropriate. One size fits all may be not appropriate for everyone in the WTO. But if case by case is not approach as a principle, in my view, it's another one size fits all. Because it's a deprivation of developing countries' legitimate right in advance of the negotiation. Who have the right to make this decision case by case? If case by case is the outcome of communication, we can discuss. So the preferable term we would like to use is to contribute according to the developing country's capacity to do so. Thank you.